Senators John McCain and Joe Lieberman also toured the camps today, a separate trip than Anand's, getting a better reception than Mr. Anand, who spoke by phone.
Senator McCain, the Syrian government agreed to withdraw its troops from major cities by today as part of Kofi Annan's peace plan. Has the UN been played here? I mean, clearly they've gone beyond the deadline.
Oh, I think it's very obvious they've been played, just like the Arab League proposal that Bashar Assad had agreed to before they were played. The fact is, Anderson, that if Bashar Assad withdraws from the city, then the protesters obviously take over, and he can't do that. The resistance will take over the cities the moment the tanks and artillery are withdrawn.
This man can't be trusted. To me, one of the most profoundly troubling parts of the trip that John McCain and I have made these last couple of days is talking to the Syrian opposition, to the pre-Syrian army, and to find, notwithstanding all the sympathetic statements from world leaders, they've basically gotten zero. They're running out of ammunition. They don't have bullets, and they're being fired at every day. So, no, I think the answer is that we've got to arm the Syrian opposition, and only when Assad feels threatened by that kind of counterattack will he even think about leaving, hopefully, or going to real negotiations. Look, we've met with these people, and any of our colleagues in Congress who are troubled because we don't know who they are ought to come over here and meet with them as well. They're patriots, they're not extremists, and they all said to us, if the U.S. and the moderate Arab world doesn't get involved in helping them, then there will be an opening for al-Qaeda and the Islamist extremists, but we can't let that happen.
It's not a fair fight. It's not a fair fight. Don't we at some point say enough of the slaughter? The United States wants to give them communications equipment. You know, communications equipment doesn't do very well against helicopters, tanks, and artillery. And I understand the reluctance of the American people, but the job of leaders of the American people is to explain why we should do what we can to stop this. And I think that a sanctuary would be very important, a no-fly zone. The Prime Minister of Turkey alluded to it today. I think that the world is getting sick of this slaughter, and maybe, just maybe, we are starting some movement in the right direction.
Senator Lieberman, there are a lot of Americans who say, look, and John and Senator McCain alluded to it, who say, look, another military involvement by the U.S. overseas. To them, you say what?
Well, I say two things. The first is we've got a moral responsibility here. The whole world does. You can't just stand by and watch people being slaughtered. I mean, hopefully we've progressed some from that point of world history. The second is every day that we do nothing, it's not just the Syrian people that suffer. It's Assad that wins and Iran wins. And if we can help bring down Assad, it's a tremendous strategic victory for us against Iran. But, you know, I want to come back.
Could I just add one point to that? There would be no American boots on the ground, and this would be a multinational effort. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just want to focus on one thing. In my opinion, and this is exactly the answer we got from the Syrian National Council, the political leadership, and the Free Syrian Army leadership. They want weapons, and they just want us to give them the opportunity to defend themselves and their families.
These are wonderful and brave and people who share our values, our rights, and frankly, they do look to the United States of America. I'm glad they do. I just hope that we'll give them something that will authenticate their faith and belief in us.